Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Loud and Local continues on The Rock with Kevin Deers, 99.9 KISW.
It's Loud and Local here on The Rock. You've been listening for the last few weeks. We've been playing a new song here by Karmic Unrest called New Frontier. We debuted it a couple weeks ago, actually quite a while now that we're hearing it, but as we were recording it, it was this past week. But anyways, Karmic Unrest in studio, hanging out with me. Welcome up to the show, guys.
Thanks for having us, Kevin.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. So I guess, it's been 3 years, 2.5, 3 years now since I've had you guys in.
It's all blur.
Yeah. So I guess before we jump into it, introduce yourself and tell us what you do in Karmic Unrest.
Hi, my name is Aisha Music Box Brooks, and I am the lead singer, the front woman.
My name is Shane Smith. I'm the bass player.
My name is Tony. I play guitar.
And not here is our fabulous drummer, Ian Caruso. He is currently ill.
Okay. We miss you.
Well, we wish him a strong recovery, but we'll carry on without him and talk about this new music. We'll talk about a show you have coming up that I should probably just announce now. Coming up here on February 10th, rather. February 10th, December 10th has already passed. February 10th is with the Famished Fake Hands Karmic Unrest at Sunset.
Sunset Tavern, yep.
Nice, man. That's a great place for shows, man. That's a great room.
Yeah, I've played there before. I don't think Karmic Unrest has played there.
No,
we haven't.
So let's talk a little bit about getting back into to the recording studio and writing some new music. How'd you guys handle the pandemic? What'd you guys do to stay sane? Aisha, how about you? Wow. Or did you not stay sane?
I definitely am still not sane.
Okay.
But I think Shane kind of helped bring at least me out of a depression.
Yeah.
Because he was constantly writing new music. And I got to really test out my production skills and try new things at my house. So started a...
That's awesome.
Recording my own vocals, and I'd send out the stems, and he'd be like, no, try it this way, and we just kept having a back and forth. Yeah. So he definitely gave me something to do.
That's cool.
During COVID.
Did you... So you probably just went out and bought some gear and then just started working on it at home?
That's absolutely. Cool. Got Logic, had a new Mac computer.
Yeah.
And just started playing around.
That's cool.
Yeah.
So this song that we hear, New Frontier, that was recorded at home?
Yeah. Wow. My vocals were recorded at my house. Yeah.
That's really cool.
Definitely.
Shane, how about you, man? What kept you sane?
Lots and lots of whiskey.
Okay.
A little bit too much.
Nice.
Never
man.
Too much whiskey.
The writing actually really, really helped. I mean, it wasn't a whole lot to do. So Yeah, I was just writing a ton. I had a couple of tracks, but going into the pandemic, I had a couple of tracks already kind of done, and they kind of worked together. And then I was like, hey, what if I kind of make kind of this concept record out of this? And I would just write stuff and, yeah, send it to Aisha. And, I would record my crappy vocals and send it to her. It's like, here's how the melody goes. And I was like, for the love of God, make it better. And, of course, she did.
Nice. Are you able to tell us what the concept is? Or is that yet to be, are you yet to tell us? I don't know. I don't want to, kind of spoil or anything. So
no, it's okay. There is a story that goes all the way through it. But the way I wrote the lyrics, it's not super obvious. So it's kind of a choose your own adventure. It's like it's up to the listener. It can go a number of different ways.
Nice. Choose your own adventure, man. Yeah. Choose your own trip. Take your own thing and see which way it goes. Nice.
Yes.
And how about you, man? What kept you sane during the pandemic?
I was fortunate enough to, keep playing. So,
awesome.
Once things got hairy, we stopped rehearsing and, we couldn't really get together as a group and everything. But eventually, Shane and I were able to find a way where he and I could get together, everybody healthy and whatnot, do some recording in a different way. Like we're doing direct recording. I've never really done that before. As a guitar player, it's kind of weird. And, but it was great because we could just like try different things, different, sounds, different layers. If it sucked, just do it a different way another day. There was no pressure, which was kind of cool. Especially for me, since I was really doing most of the guitar work on this record, so it was nice not having that pressure of one studio set right.
You could take your time with it.
Yeah, for sure.
That's cool.
And kind of doing the direct recording thing ended up kind of being fun actually. Once I kind of figured out how to make it work where it didn't feel completely alien, it was and I got used to it. It was I like a lot of the sounds on the record.
Mm-hmm.
I still think playing live in a room's the best. Agreed. But I think I'm pretty pleased with how things sound.
I'd like to piggyback on that. Actually, these two right here, Aisha and Stoney, really brought the record to life. Mm-hmm. And then Will Andrews played drums on it. So
shout out to Will, Walking Papers, 10 Miles Wide.
Yeah, absolutely.
The Mothership.
And Will's also kind of helping produce and helping me mix it.
Nice.
With Derek Moore, the engineer, is mixing it, but Will and I are kind of attacking that together. But Aisha and Stoney like really helped develop the sound of this record. I mean, like I said, like Aisha said, like I'd send her stuff and then she would add her flair to it. And there's lots of her flair on it, which is exactly what I wanted. But like when Stoney came over, we would just try stuff. I was like, hey, what about this? What about that? And he would play something. And I was like, dude, I would never have thought of that. So the album just started taking shape. And I think our sound kind of evolved from this on this record. Our sound has really evolved, like shedding skin.
Awesome.
Yeah.
That's dope, man. So we have the single. How far along the process of the album are you guys? Are you guys pretty deep into it right now?
I think we're going to release it as two separate EPs.
Cool.
I'm gonna announce the name of the record.
All right, let's do it.
It's called Static. We're gonna have Static Part 1 and then Static Part 2.
Awesome. Cool. Well, let's jump into one of the songs that we were talking about. Let's jump into New Frontier. Anything you guys want to say about this? Anything you guys want to mention about it or introduce it in any certain way? The carpet is yours.
Are you sure you got anything to say? It's okay if you don't.
It's really badass.
Let's jump into it. Let's let the music speak for itself. All right, here's Karmic Unrest, New Frontier, brand new music. And this is going to be from Static 1?
Static Part 1,
yeah. Static Part 1. All right, it's new music here on Loud & Local. We'll be right back.
an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer, first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
New Frontier, brand new music by Karmic Unrest here on Loud and Local. And have you guys been playing any shows, since the shows got back? Have you guys played any? I have not seen you guys yet since shows came back. Or is this going to be your first back?
Are you sure you want to take it?
We just did a show in December at, what was the club called?
Belltown Yacht Club.
And getting our feet back wet, it felt magical.
That's like, awesome.
It's where I personally shine, like on stage.
Yep.
That connection with our fans, gaining new fans, it's powerful. So yeah. Getting back up on stage with our bros, with Ian,
yeah.
We miss you, but he is a killing drummer, like... He brought something out of me that I didn't even know it reminded me why I do this, you know? And then Shane's writing is just so epic. Like, I'm just proud to be in the band.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it was great. The new lineup, the whole, well, as a band,
mm-hmm.
new lineup. We all played pretty well. You know, it felt great. Got a lot of good compliments, good energy. Played all the new tunes. No one made any... train wrecks.
Yeah.
Shout out to the other bands we played with, Shame Banger and Upwell. They were on the bill with us and they slayed it.
Really good.
It was a really good night all around. It was a lot of fun.
That's cool. You know, I felt like it was going to be like a challenge to come out of the pandemic with full force for a lot of musicians and for the scene. But I feel like it's really risen to that challenge. And there's been some incredible shows. There's some awesome venues. I just learned about a new venue called the Cherry Pit that's opening up over in the Central District area. So there's new venues popping up, nice. You know, little places, you know, here and there, and tons of new bands.
Yeah.
You know, you guys are playing with Fake Hands. They're a new band.
Yeah.
Yep.
And, so tons of new bands, new music, new energy. And, that's awesome that you guys got back into it and you felt that.
Yeah.
And so tell me a little bit about how you guys found Ian, because Will played on the record and, but then Ian came in. How'd you guys find him?
Stoney knew him from back in the day, jammed with him for briefly.
Yeah, nice.
We rehearsed once for a a Weezer tribute band that fortunately never happened.
Yeah.
But we played once, and I think it was a long time ago. And at the time, I didn't know this about Ian, but he and his wife were about to have his third kid. So,
wow.
You know, being in another band at his time wasn't going to work out for him. But
sure.
I remember at the time, like, that guy's kind of a badass.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We should keep him in mind if we need him for anything. So, you know, when we were looking for a new drummer, I talked to Shane. It's like, hey, I know this guy. I think he might be worth trying out. Got a hold of him, and yeah, it's working out. It's great. Good dude, good player. Energy's great.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome.
I give a shout out to our former drummer.
Of course.
Drew Locke.
Yeah.
He got really busy with his brewery, the West Seattle Brewing Company. So
nice.
We shout out to them as well.
Yeah.
So good luck to him. And if you're going into West Seattle, once you get to the top of the bridge, you're looking right at his brewery. Go see it. Go visit him. He's got awesome beer. Go say hi. He's a good dude. He's a good drummer.
Him. Mad love.
Yeah.
Yeah, the West Seattle Bridge is literally a road to his brewery.
And it's open again, which is nice.
It's open again.
I bet that was challenging for
a
while for him.
Thank God.
Yeah, that was like, wow. Yeah, I can only imagine. I had a coworker that, you know, had to drive an hour around because, you know, they otherwise it's just a 5 minute zip downtown. But
oh, yeah, Shane and I both live in West Seattle.
So. Oh, you hear me talk about it, you know it every day.
My son had baseball practice in Bellevue 4 days a week.
Brutal.
Last year. That sucked.
Torture.
Brutal. Okay, so we all just, you know, got through a very strange time, you know, looking back on, you know, everything, well, even just talking about it with y'all, and it was just so odd these last few years. But we all, you know, you guys are musicians. I'm not a musician. I'm just a music lover. I love music, and a lot of, you know, just records got me through rough days.
Yeah.
If you were having a rough day, and it's not hard to imagine that, you know, within the last couple of years, what's a record that you can go to that you can put on, you can spin, you can just, you know, and it could be a heavy record to get your anger out, a sad record to get your feels out, you know, a happy record, just something that's a go-to that'll always be there.
Anything Erykah Badu. Like, she just gets me right.
Yeah.
Her vibe is always on point. She's always saying exactly what is actually happening in the real world.
Mm-hmm.
Anything Roy Ayers, like anything like jazz to just chill me out, because I feel like I'm always rageful inside anyway. So I like to like kind of listen to the opposite of how I feel.
Yeah. All right. And how about you, Shane? What's a good record? What's something that you can put on anytime?
I gotta go with Disco Volante by Mr. Bungle.
Okay.
I mean, the first track,
yeah.
Everyone I went to high school with is dead. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
I'm with the opposite of Aisha. I need something to accentuate my aggression.
Yeah.
Not chill it out. But that track, man. Anyway, that's my record.
Were you able to go to any of the Mr. Bungle reunions?
I did. I went down to San Francisco.
Wow.
Yeah,
with Scott Eaton playing on it, right?
Yeah. And saw him at the Warfield.
Wow.
Yeah, that was like 2 weeks before COVID hit.
Yep, COVID was in the air, bro.
Yeah,
COVID was in the air. And how about you, Stoney?
Let's see. I will go with Failure's "Fantastic Planet."
Okay,
that's probably awesome. One of my favorite records. It's
that's
got, you know, heavy. It's got atmospheric stuff. It's got great melodies, great textures, great record. I love that record.
Okay, so I'm going to see how much you know Ian. What would Ian say? What do you think Ian would say?
That's a good question. I don't know.
Don't ask me.
Ian.
What do you think? What
don't
are we
know
thinking?
Ian well enough.
I know.
I know he's like really big into like the Hannah Montana records.
Okay, there we go. Hannah Montana.
Yeah.
So mix Hannah
he's
Montana.
He's got this shirt, man, that he wears all the time. It's like, dude, what are you doing?
Mix some Hannah Montana, some Failures, some Mr. Bungle, and some Erykah Badu,
yeah.
And you got Karmic Unrest.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Again, they're going to be playing February 10th at the Sunset over in Ballard. Awesome venue. I just went there the other day to go see Chrome Lakes.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Great show.
Jay Beeman, my man.
Yeah. With The Famished and Fake Hands. Again, Karmic Unrest is the band I'm talking to. And if people dig what they hear, what's the best way to support you guys if they can't, you know, that's a bad night for them, they can't make it out? What's the best way to, you know, support you guys? And
you can find us on Facebook. That's probably the best way. That's what we'll be promoting the most through there.
Sure.
And Instagram. Or you can go to our website, which is karmicunrestband.com.
Cool.
We're on iTunes. We're on Spotify. Go download all of our albums.
Nice. So we're actually going to go into a song by your other band, Shane. So you also stayed busy working on new 10 Miles Wide material.
That's correct.
So when can we expect a full record? Are we just doing singles here and there?
That is a great question, great Kevin. Question. I really appreciate you asking that.
I feel like I've asked that question like 2 times to Will now, and he's probably starting to get annoyed with me.
I'm guessing it will be out next year. Well, I guess this is airing in February, so it'll be out this year.
Sweet.
Yes.
Okay, cool.
I do want to add, like, I know it's taken a long time. I've been in the band for about 4 years.
Yeah.
And it has taken a long time, but...
Well, Will broke it down. He said that John, like, rewrote everything.
Yeah, he did.
He was very meticulous with it,
yes,
is what he said.
He was. And yeah, and to your point, the stuff, the rough mixes he's sending us back with his new vocals on there are freaking amazing.
It'll be worth the wait.
Yes. It's going to be really, really good. We're excited.
So this song we're about to play, why was this not on the Minion soundtrack? Come on, man. We need to get some placements here, dude.
I know. We need better management, I think. No offense, Will.
We need some syncs, man. We need some royalties.
I agree.
The song is Minion by 10 Miles Wide. Anything you want to say about this one, Shane?
This was the funniest single to release. It goes in all sorts of different directions. Yeah. And it's not a 3-minute pop tune by any means. So... Enjoy.
You're going like the way that Tool does when they release a single, like totally inaccessible, no, like, you know, the 3-minute radio play version.
Yeah.
So.
I don't know if it's inaccessible, like, but it's, there are parts of it. It just changes a lot.
Yeah.
There are a lot of changes, and each section is very accessible. But I mean, to listen to it as a whole concept, you have to accept each individual section.
Totally. Not inaccessible.
Not at all. Not at all.
Just not. Like you said, a 3-minute poppy, you know, radio song. So either way, it's 10 Miles Wide, Minion here. It's Loud and Local on The Rock. That was 10 Miles Wide, a band that Shane's also in. We're talking with Karmic Unrest. We got Shane, we got Stoney, we got Aisha. Music Box.
Yes.
How long have you been known as Music Box? Since you were a little kid?
Since I was very little, teenager.
When did you discover your voice?
I discovered my voice when I was about 5. I've always been kind of shy, so singing has been my way of expressing myself, mm-hmm. like most shy people.
Yep.
But I had to hide behind an alias, so a lot of my friends were Seattle rappers.
Okay.
So I got a name.
Yeah.
So I came up with I Am Music Box because I love all genres of music.
Nice.
Yeah.
So were you in like choirs and stuff like that growing up?
Yeah, I was in choir. I did a lot of classical music. Mm-hmm. I tried to rap for a little bit. That was horrible.
Can we hear any of that?
Never.
And there's no like things on YouTube? No links? No,
YouTube wasn't even out. It was MySpace, I think, and right. That's deleted.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's gone. You'll never find it.
No rough CDRs hidden underneath your mom's?
Yeah. And then started doing jazz. And
yeah.
Then I met Shane, and he gave me a platform to start rocking out.
So let's go to that. How did you guys meet?
We have a mutual friend. He's an engineer. His name's Scott Colburn.
Cool.
I've known Scott. Stoney and I used to have a band called Uncle Pooch. We recorded with him, with Scott. We recorded a record with him. And I think Aisha had done a lot of recordings with them as well.
Yeah, nice. Right? Definitely.
And actually, Scott hooked Aisha up with our friend RL, RL Heyer. He was an original member of Karmic Unrest as well. And I kind of came up with him. I've known that guy forever. But anyway, so they kind of hooked them up for a project. And then, let's see.
I'll tap in.
Please do.
Yeah. So Scott had mentioned that he was going to introduce me to RL. And through RL, Scott was like, so I'm going to, because we call him the wizard.
Okay.
He goes, I'm going to predict that you're going to do music with both of these guys, but you can't tell them that I said that. Just let it happen, because it's going to be weird if you're like, hey, we're going to do music together.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so me and RL started doing music together, and he had asked me to come do a song with them with Cracker Factory. Mm-hmm. And the song that we were doing, Ghost. What was the name of the song we were doing? It was like a heavy. You had written it.
No, it was an RL song. RL wrote it. The song that you sang.
Was it?
Yeah.
Well, anyway, the way he was playing bass on that song, like my boyfriend had heard it, and he was like, "Whoever the bass player is, you have to start like writing music with him."
That's your dude.
Yeah, let's go. I'm like, how do I approach that? Like, what am I supposed to say to him? And like, I think a year later, Shane had hit me up and was like, hey, I'm starting a band. Are you interested in singing? And I was like, heck yeah. But I, you know, had to keep it G.
You said,
I'm like, I'm like, if I have time, we'll see. I mean, let me check my schedule.
Yeah, to keep it cool. Yeah. Yeah, keep it cool. You're like, yeah, I think, you know, might be able to pencil you.
We'll see what happens. And then
you could try out for me.
Talk
to my agent. Yeah, exactly.
We'll see. And then, yeah, he just gave me the room to like grow into the confidence that I have now as a rock singer. Like he is really good at seeing, I think, everyone's strengths mm-hmm. as a musician and weaknesses, but he brings out like the best in you.
She's awesome. Fearless.
Hell yeah.
So, yeah.
So were you, you had tried hip hop before and jazz and stuff. Were you a fan of rock music?
Absolutely.
Cool.
Yeah,
cool.
For sure.
Awesome.
Like Jimi Hendrix, Nirvana, but I didn't think honestly that like black people could do it.
Mm-hmm.
I just didn't. I hadn't seen that with my eyes.
Yeah.
And
fishbone.
Yeah, and mm-hmm. that's what he always said. But like,
living color.
But then when I met Shane and just having like that room, I was like, I can be whatever I want. I can do whatever I want.
Yeah.
Those powerful vocals. Yeah.
Karmic Unrest. The name. Who came up with it?
I did.
Okay.
Actually, it's not the best name, but it's, I couldn't think of one better, so it stuck.
I like
Naming
it.
Naming bands is the worst.
I like it.
Yeah.
Well, Again, February 10th at the Sunset, The Famished, Fake Hands, and the band you're hearing, Karmic Unrest. So 2023, the records are going to come out. The EP, are, do you plan to put out, like, you know, like both of them at the same time? You're going to scatter them throughout the year? What's the plan?
Yeah, we'll stagger them.
Cool.
Actually, a lot of that has to do with just budget reasons.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely.
But also, you know, get, you know, a little more mileage out of them, I think, mm-hmm. you know. Yeah, I don't have a release date yet, but we're in the process of mixing the first one. So,
yeah.
And New Frontier will be the second track on the first.
Awesome. So, yeah, before we jump into these songs, you know, follow them on social media, you know, buy their stuff, stream their stuff, and then come out to see them February 10th again at the Sunset with The Famished. Shout out to Jake from The Famished.
Please.
And what's up? Fake Hands, killer new band, and of course, Karmic Unrest. Do you guys have any thank yous or shout outs?
Thanks to Will Andrews for he slayed the drum tracks, and thanks for producing the record and all of his input, his creative input. That was one of the funnest sessions I did was with Will, like having him in there recording those tracks. And the same thing like with Aisha and Stoney. It's like we're just bouncing ideas off her, and Will's like, hey, what do you think about this? And I was like, I think that's awesome, you should try that. And then I could hear him like working through it take after take, and man, what a workhorse.
Man.
Just went in there and slayed it. And thanks to Ian for stepping up, man. He's really worked his ass off.
That's awesome.
To get these tunes down, and more to come.
Yeah. I want to thank our families
yep.
for the support and for allowing us to be loud in our houses, allowing Lisa for letting us.
Lisa's my wife.
Yes.
Awesome.
She's my sister.
Yeah, she's very supportive.
Yeah, she's very, it's just the support system that we have. It makes everything possible, for sure.
Before we go into these songs, at the beginning of the interview, you mentioned how, you know, Shane kind of helped you get out of this depression from mm-hmm. the pandemic.
Yeah.
Are you feeling better? Are you feeling out of it? Are you feeling good, like being out and playing shows and stuff?
Oh, absolutely.
I'm not doing a wellness check on you or something.
Oh, no. I appreciate just, you know, the wellness yeah. check. You got to check on the strong ones,
yes.
man. Absolutely. I mean, I think that, like, everything being taken away, I'm a bartender, too. Yep. So
okay.
I wasn't able to bartend.
Let's shout out your bar.
Star Lake Inn.
All right.
You know where to go. Not having the places that I shine. It was dark everywhere.
Yeah.
But having like the support system again, having people check on me,
mm-hmm.
Shane giving me something to do, yeah. like it just reminded me of my purpose. It's easy to forget when you're in the dark, like what you're here for, you know? So.
Oh, yeah.
For sure.
Right on. Well, we're going to go into a couple of songs from your back catalog. We're going to go into a song that actually features Matt from Devils Hunt Me Down.
Yeah.
What's that?
Matt Bentley from Devils Hunt Me Down. And then we're going to go into another one called Ugly and Obscene. So let's go into Firestorm and Ugly and Obscene. And you know what? Aisha, you're the shy one. I'm going to force you to do something really wacky right now.
Oh, that's foul.
I need you to pretend to be a cheesy morning radio DJ and introduce these two songs that you have to say your band name, you have to say Loud and Local, and just say, here's two songs from Karmic Unrest on Loud and Local.
Well, you have a paper. Let me see.
All right,
paper.
Here you go. You need to be as wacky, as goofy, and as cheesy as possible.
This is Aisha Music Box Brooks, lead singer of Karmic Unrest. You're listening to Loud and Local. The next two songs that we're going to be listening to is Ugly and Obscene and Firestorm.
Oh, my God. Don't let my bosses hear that. You'll get my job. It's Karmic Unrest here on Loud and Local.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.